You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And here in the studio with me are representatives of Juno's Rotary Club, Rotary Club of Juno, the organization that helps to bring us Capital Brewfest every year. Welcome Danny DeWitt, Lynn Johnson, and Ann Metcalf.
Thank you.
Hi, Shelley.
Yes, thanks for being here. So who would like to tell the good people all about the Rotary Club of Juno, who you are and what you do?
Well, we're a service club. We've been here since 1935. We're the second oldest club, Rotary Club, in Alaska. We've been doing service projects and various things around town ever since then. One of the things that Capital Brewfest does is it allows us funding to help with the many projects that we've worked on here in Juno.
And you are the Rotarian and chair?
I'm the chair this year.
Okay.
Everybody else took a quick step back, and there I stood.
And Rotarian, is that a title?
Yes.
What is that? Is that just a Rotary Club?
Well, if you're a member of Rotary, you're a Rotarian.
Okay, I like it. Well, thanks for stepping up.
You bet.
Yeah. And Lynn Johnson, you are a charity partner of the Rotary Club.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your partnership?
Well, I'm also a member of the downtown club, but I get to wear two hats here. I also represent the University of Alaska Southeast, and the Rotary Club voted to continue to support their scholarship program. So some of the proceeds from the event are going to go help local Juno students, help them with scholarships at the University of Alaska Southeast. So this is part of a long-term relationship that the Rotary Club has had with the university. They currently have an endowment of $132,000 that has built up over the years. So they're working to hopefully top that off so it can continue and sustain the club's commitment of $6,000 a year in scholarships.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty amazing. Yeah,
that is amazing. That's wonderful. And then Ann, last but not least, Ann Metcalf, what is your connection to Rotary Club and Brewfest?
Well, again, I'm another member of the Rotary Club. I'm a Rotarian and have been involved with Brewfest since we started it 8 years ago. This is the 8th annual. And this year, my specific involvement is to coordinate the beer dinner, which takes place the night before. So I'm here to talk about that.
Is that where you have beer for dinner?
Well,
yes.
You
yes,
could
actually.
Just have beer for dinner if you wanted to.
But it's not just for breakfast.
Shall we talk about that first?
Yeah.
Then you can work backwards.
That sounds great. Let's hear about
it. Yeah, the beer dinner. I mean, it's been our way. I think this is maybe the 7th annual beer dinner, but it's a way for us to thank the brewers and our sponsors. So we do that by having the different brewers donate beers and a chef prepare a wonderful meal, and then we sell tickets to the public. And this year, I mean, we've been doing it at smaller venues. We did it at Salt for many years, which was awesome. This year, to accommodate more people, we've moved it to Centennial Hall. So it's the night before the event on the 20th, and tickets are – we have about 40 tickets left, and they're available online at brownpapertickets.com if people want to look for Capital Beer Dinner. It's pretty easy to find. And it's just a great night because there's a wonderful representation from the brewing community. You have a couple representatives of each brewery. You know, all Alaskan breweries are participating. I mean, Alaska breweries, including Alaskan, are
yeah.
participating this year.
Oh, that's cool.
But for the dinner, what's being served is donated by our four Juno breweries, Alaskan, Barnaby, Devil's Club, and Forbidden Peak. This will kind of be their debut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event. It's a lot of fun.
How many courses, Ann?
It's 5 courses.
Wow.
And each one is paired. Chef David Morehouse at Breeze Inn and his crew are putting the dinner on. He's done these before. He used to be the chef at the Baranoff. And we're really excited about it. So hope people, if you're interested, those tickets are going to move pretty fast. So go online or contact a Rotarian. You can contact me at 321-3686 if you would like to get hooked up with a ticket.
All right.
These are
thanks,
the dinner is great. It's a gourmet-style dinner.
It's a plated dinner.
It's a plated dinner. It'll be a wonderful opportunity. It's nice to have it at a restaurant as we've had it in the past, but One of the things we'd like to do this year is have a little bit better ability for folks to mix with the brewers and talk to them about the beers that they're bringing that we will be tasting the next day at Brewfest. So it's a great opportunity. It's an absolutely great meal. It's one of the best meals I usually have for the year.
That's really selling it.
It is really a very top rate meal.
Yeah, and it'll be set up kind of beer hall style, long tables, and it should be fun.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Now I'm hungry. Thanks, Anne. All right. So, and I have a note here that says all proceeds and donations raised by the Rotary Club of Juneau at Capital Brewfest promotes and facilitates some charitable work in Southeast Alaska. We mentioned UAS, but I see here that Bartlett Regional Hospital Foundation is also a beneficiary. Do you want to say more about that?
They have been. We've done many things. This is one of the things that supports our charitable work in the community generally. Folks drive back and forth on Egan Drive, and there's a turnout there that you can look out onto the wildlife sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a project of our Juneau Rotary Club. And one of the things we do is we maintain that. That's not a city property. It's one that we maintain and take care of. A few years back, we built a greenhouse for the folks at
Lemon Creek
Prison so that they could learn skills so that when they get out, they have some marketable skills. Also helps spruce up the place for folks to see. You know, they've got flowers, vegetables, whatnot. We do many of those projects. One of the projects we worked on was the trail around Auk Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We've contributed to that. As a matter of fact, this weekend we're going to be working on another project, covered area at the wayside out near where the university and Chapel by the Lake are,
mm-hmm.
just before you turn off in there. So that's another one of the community activities we've done.
That's terrific. Those things, I know that almost everybody's benefited from those in one way or the other. So let's talk about Brewfest. When is it? Where is it? What is it if you've never been before?
Well, Brewfest is a great opportunity to come and drink, taste, share all kinds of beer. We've got great food there as well, and we're going to have bands. This year we have C. Scott Fry, Alaska String Band, and Paper Trail playing. Folks come in at 1 o'clock. It's on Saturday, September 21st. Folks begin to come in at 1 o'clock to taste the beer, dance a little if they want, and have just some food in the back and then come back and taste some more. We've got 20 different breweries that are going to be there sharing various beers that they brew. So you can get a taste of all kinds of different beer from all over the state. The folks that are going to be with us this year, Ann mentioned the four here in Juneau, Alaskan Brewery, Barnaby Brewing, Devil's Club, and Forbidden Peak. But we also have Bear Paw River Brewing, Broken Tooth, Denali Brewing, Devil's Club, Double Shovel, Haynes Brewery's coming down, Icy Strait, Cassick's Brewery, King Street Brewery, Klondike Brewery, Midnight Sun, and then we'll have K&L Distributors, Odom Corporation, and Specialty Imports pouring various beers that they provide sell through the community. Oh, and the Kenai River Brewing.
Oh, don't forget them.
great people. And it's also an opportunity to chat just a little bit with the people that are pouring about, you know, what's the background of your beer? Why do you do it this way? Why does it taste this way? You know, learn a little bit about beer while you're there as well. And it's a great social time. We have just to be there, it's a great crowd event, and it's a great event in Juneau.
And again, that Saturday, September 21st, and I heard that if you spring for a VIP ticket, you get in a little bit earlier than one.
Well, the VIP tickets have been sold.
Okay. Well,
there
goes that.
We have about 200 tickets left out of the 950 that we sell. So it's time to go to Capital Brewfest or CapBrewFest.com. www.beerdinner.com and get your ticket now, or they're going to be gone. We sell out every year.
Yep, that's true. All right, so go get your tickets, and that's at Brown Paper Tickets?
Brown Paper Tickets is for the dinner.
Okay.
And then the Brewfest itself is capbrewfest.com.
All right.
And we have some sponsors to thank.
Yes, we do. And if you have a great time at Brewfest and you stick around a little, there's some after parties, I understand. One of our prime sponsors, in addition to K2, and we certainly do appreciate your sponsorship every year.
You're welcome.
Is the Ramada Inn right over here across the street.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to have a good time, get yourself a room, stay down here, wake up Sunday morning in good shape, not in Lemon Creek.
All right. Lynn, Ann, anything to add to what
well, Danny
said?
Remind us what food vendors we have this year. Because, no. Oh. Okay,
put
to be
spot.
Determined. I guess the food vendors are in flux.
It'll
we
be,
have,
they're always good.
We have pizza coming. Good. We have pretzels coming.
Yeah.
We have several other food vendors. And that's the one note that I forgot to write myself.
That's okay. The beer is the main thing, and we got that covered. Well, thank you, Rotarians, for coming in and speaking to me today and telling us all about Brewfest. Best of luck at the event, and I know you guys will be pretty busy next week, so glad you're able to stop by today and chat
with
us.
Well, thank you, and just a reminder that we do sell out. Get your tickets.
Yep, get them now. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.